Hi guys, it's Simple Jay. It's here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for streaming, giving this little engine that could podcast of mine a chance. If you're a returning listener, you know I love each and every one of you guys. I consider you guys my extended family. I'm sending you all a virtual hug for all the love, all the support, all the feedback. I'm grateful. I'm eternally grateful and just very humble for all the support that I receive. I'm hoping we're practicing our mantra of being positive. What I keep telling you guys, positive in equals positive out. You should be oozing positivity. And we're getting a bit of good news that, you know, maybe very soon we'll all be able to walk around, go and visit our friends more often, see our families more often, give them a big hug, just be in their space just to sop up all that love and energy. Everything seems to be opening up now, so I'm hopeful that we'll all be able to reach out and touch each other really, really, really soon. Today's podcast is basically focused on why mixing business and friendships are like mixing oil and water. It doesn't work. If you're a podcast junkie like myself, you guys know about the Joe Budden podcast. Now, we've followed it over the years. No, it started small, and Joe started his little podcast, and he added, you know, different mixes over the years. But the mix that has sustained the longest is Joe, Rory, and Mom. So now, it started small, but it grew, and it blossomed, and everybody tuned in for the different opinions from all of them, the opposing views. Sometimes they clown around, the jokes, the banter. We were there for it. Unfortunately, like most things, it seems to be coming to an end. Because as far as I get to understand, Joe has now decided that he wants to get rid of Maul and Rory from the podcast. And that's when I just sat back and thought to myself, I can understand now why most folks, when they're doing business, they try to go it alone. They try to do things on their own. Because doing business with your friends tend to not work out in the long haul or for the long term. Because you might come up with a concept, you might come up with the idea, you might come up with the marketing, you might be doing the nuts and bolts part of everything, this construction, you know, doing the nitty gritty to make things work. And then when it grows and it blossoms and your vision comes to light and everything gets magnified. And of course, when you sprinkle that fairy dust and beautiful thing called money, that's when folks tend to, maybe some would say, show their true colors. But then I would look at it as though folks just tend to want just a piece of the pie or more of the pie, when they probably weren't the ones who did most of the hard work to get the pie to where it's at. I'm all for splitting a pie up. I've said this before with you guys that I'm all for thinking that the pie is big enough that we all can eat. But I'm also a fair person. If that person created the concept, came up with the idea, does all the hard work, it's hard for me to see the pie being split 50-50 when you just basically are like an add-on. You're basically an addition to what was already a platform built. But another thing I'm realizing is, you could have a great friendship, a great bond. It's like a brotherhood or a sisterhood. And once there's an addition of money involved in a business aspect, folks get funny. Things get cloudy. Things get different. It's a different level there. Not everyone can deal with when a business gets to that point where now you guys are generating crazy amount of money, opious amount of connections. Now you're getting all that respect. Now you're getting all that power. Now you're looking at things through different lenses. The cloud is different up there. Let's be clear. The lens is different up there. In the clouds, when you're on a regular commercial flight, it's different from when you're in a private jet. That air hits different. That air feels different. That air is different. So now I can see how things get cloudy, misty, funny, foggy. But it's tough. Because this is your friend. This is someone you have built a rapport with, a relationship. This is somebody who's supposed to be your ride or die, your ace, your number one, your 10 toes deep person, no matter what. It's supposed to have your back. But no, as I keep telling you guys, money is involved. This is a different, there's levels to this, as most people would say. Things are different now. So now, folks, see. That there's money to be had, to be gained, to be pulled from this. Now things are gonna look different, feel different, be different. So now your friend who you thought would be there is gonna move different because there's money involved. And they probably haven't held that amount of money ever in their life. They probably never seen that amount of money in their life. They probably never envisioned things could grow to the point where they are holding that kind of money now. So now they're gonna act and be someone you never thought you would see. That's why most people advise that you're very careful who you go into business with if you're friends with them. Because when things get to the part where it's great and money is coming in and you're generating tons of income. Things can get misconstrued. Respect turns to disrespect. Love turns to hate. And it's easy to blur those lines. It's very easy once money is involved. Once you go into business with your friend and one feels as though they should be the head and the other one should be the tail. And it's not a 50-50 situation anymore. So one is feeling slighted, one feels disrespected. So now, how does that disrespect manifest itself? That bond now that you've carefully crafted, maybe for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, maybe from childhood, is now slowly ripping apart at the seams. And you guys can never be the same. You will never be the same. Because once there's disrespect, there's hate, and all that piled on, it's hard to get that back. It's hard to get back to the core of that friendship and that solid unity that you guys once had. Now, I'm not saying there are not instances where folks get into business with their friends and it has worked and there's no issue. And some of these situations where people are just genuinely solid folks, and those folks I've seen, someone understood in that relationship that one has to be the head, one has to be the tail, but guess what? At the end of the day, we're both gonna get the profits, we're both gonna get the proceedings, we're both gonna come out with a 50-50 split. I'm gonna be silent, you're gonna be the vocal one. I'm gonna be the backseat person, you're gonna be the front seat. Of this whole thing. You're gonna be the captain, I'll just be in the background watching everything. But we still work it out. And there's a lot of people when they go into friendship, I mean business and friendship together with each other. There's no paperwork involved and they're still solid with each other. Why? Because they both have taken their egos out of the situation and understood that it's business, but even if the business fails, they'll always have their friendship. And so they do their utmost and put in all the hard work and put in all the love and sprinkle a lot of respect and honesty in that mixture to make sure it works. A lot of people, when they get into business with their friends, their ego gets magnified so much more. So now they become a different person, or maybe they're who they really are, but you never saw that. There were red flags, but they were not. Red flags you picked up on early. So now they're in a managerial position in the business, or they're the head of the business, the CEO or the CFO, or the main person, the chairman in charge. And now you're getting to see things that probably other people have told you about, but you overlooked because you thought we're solid, we're good, we're friends. That person would never do that to me. You can't think that just because you guys have a long-term history that once business gets involved and money gets involved, now we're not talking small amounts, but copious amounts of money. Now, people aren't going to change and their true personalities aren't going to be magnified. What I'm saying is, if you ever tried to mix oil and water, you realize something. The water is at the bottom, the oil stays on the top. There's a line in between both. That's the line between love and hate that keeps them away from each other. That's how some situations, when you go into them in terms of friendship and you add business in there, that's how it looks sometimes. The business is at the bottom, the friendship is at the top, there's a line in between, and both people are just trying not to cross that line where it gets to a level of disrespect where they can never come back. That's why most people advise you never to go into business with your friends, because you might think it might work because it's my friend, I'm going to trust them, but do you know how this person is with money? Do you know how this person is once they're in a position of power? Do you know how this person will act once they are given the opportunity to live a certain lifestyle? Have you seen them in that element? No. So you can't say that this person will never change or show you another side. You have to be careful about vouching for folks, thinking that, oh, well, you know, this person, I'm solid with them for 15, 20 years. You guys have always been on equal footing. Now you guys are going to business. One might end up doing better than the other person in the business. One might end up being the one who has to run everything. Now the other person is looking at you through different lenses. That lens might be an envy lens. That lens might be a greedy lens. Now, that's a different mindset they're coming to the table with. Now they're thinking, oh, okay, so you think you're better than me. Oh, so now you think you're on a higher level than me. So now they're going to start moving different, acting different. I always advise people, when you're doing things, if you're not sure 100% that person who you're entrusting to do certain types of business or even certain types of things with will 100% not flip on you or change their personality or change their behavior or mannerisms once certain things come into play, do not do business with that friend. Sometimes it's best to go it alone in your business. You do all the work. You get the glory, you get the shine. It doesn't work, it's on you. It grows, it becomes successful, it's on you. And there's never somebody around saying, oh, so what about my part? What about what I did? When probably you did most of the work anyway. It was your vision, it was your planning, it was your execution that got you there. You gotta understand that folks, once given opportunity to be better than where they are now, they might change their personality, they might change who they are. Some folks can't keep that level even keel once they get to a position of power, wealth, and fame. Fame is a drug that changes people, some for the good, some for the worse. And it's very key to understand that when you're deciding to go into business with your friend. And egos sometimes need to be stroked, and egos sometimes get so magnified and get so big that can alter that person's thinking, that person's mindset, to the point where they feel as though they're entitled and they feel as though they have the right to speak to you in a derogatory tone, or speak to you in a manner which belittles you or belines who you are as a person, or probably speak to you as if they're your parent and you're a child in a condescending tone. It's important to understand that. So what am I saying? If you want to go and visit with your friend, I always tell you guys to put your little notes together, your pros and cons. I'm going into business with your friend. Write down the qualities in terms of the pros, what would work, and write down the cons of why you think it wouldn't work. make sure you're 100% sure this is what you want to do. Now, if you decide to overlook everything that was discussed and overlook instances where you see things like this don't work, then here's some advice I'm going to give you guys. If you're going to go into business with your friend, put everything in writing. That person needs to bring their own lawyer, you bring your own lawyer. Separate lawyers. You can't have the same lawyer. That's a conflict of interest, and the lawyer will only look out for one person more than the other. Put everything in writing. Make sure it's in writing to protect not just you, but the other person. Because later on, something might pop up. The business might get bigger than what you guys envision. And then they might want to come to the table and say, no, I want this. But you can pull your paperwork and say, no. Remember, we signed the paperwork and this is what the paperwork says. Next thing. Establish who is going to be in charge of what. And again, this needs to be in writing, so no roles are misconstrued or one person think they should be doing this when they're not supposed to be. Establish that very, very early. Understand that egos can come into play. That's number three. So you need to know who you're dealing with. You need to know ahead of time, is this person a hothead? Can this person be level-headed? Can I talk to this person in a calm tone? Is this person to reason with logically? Is this person able to handle a boatload of cash without there being issues? Is this person good with money? What's this person like in terms of nurturing relationships? Because when you get into a business, you're going to have to learn to develop relationships with different people. So can this person nurture these relationships so our business can grow? Is this person going to be an asset to the business or a liability? Are they going to be an addition to what you're trying to build or a subtraction? These are things you need to know early before you get into business with your friends. And lastly, if we're going to go into business and we are friends, can I trust you? Can you trust me? Can we trust each other? If there is no trust, this will never work. If there is no trust, we cannot do business together. We can't break bread together. We cannot be in the same building. We cannot be in the same business. Trust is crucial to building a business with someone. So if I can't trust you, I can't work with you. If I can't shake hands with you and know we're solid and we have an agreement, this will never work. It will never pan out. We will never be successful. It will just go down the drain and we'll both suffer the consequences. We'll have an epic fail on our hands and we'll be blaming each other. And at the end of the day, we might not just lose our business, but we'll lose our friendship. These are things I want you guys to think about carefully before you decide to enter into business with your friends. But if you do decide to take this bold leap of faith, think about it. Understand the personality of the person. Understand the dynamics of the situation. Understand, is it worth losing my friendship for this business? Because we're thinking long term that it will manifest and it will build and it will grow. We'll get a successful business. Can we coexist? What's this person like on a regular? Can they handle success? These are things that is very important to put in your mindset before you do this. As I said before, I'm not saying there are not instances where folks don't go into business as friends and it has worked, but it's not a great percentage. So before you take that jump, before you make that decision to do that, think this through carefully. Because in the end, you can lose both a friendship and a business. And you got to figure out what your value system is. Yes, you want success, but you want your friendship also, correct? How high do you value this friendship? Is it worth what you're putting on the line? It's important to ask these questions. It's important to Know what you're doing before you get involved. Research, plan. That's what we do for everything else. We do our research. We map everything out. We put a plan in place and we execute. Same thing you need to do when you're doing this. And understand that with everything, it's 50-50. It's a toss-up. It could work as well as it might not work. But when it doesn't work, it's going to be very bad for business and it's very bad for the family. Because some of us consider our friends family. So it's going to be very bad for both. Are you willing to risk losing both? That's the key question. As I always tell you guys, thinking positive is always a good thing. So, positive thinking, positive in, positive out. And I always want you guys to know that no matter what, I'm proud of each and every one of you for living your truth and being, as I always tell you, you and living by your own rules. Bye, guys.